Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
Angus Genetics will be showcased from all over the country at the 2nd Annual Cattlemen's Congress. Come see the Pen and Carload Show of Angus Bulls and Heifers on Friday, January the 7th, followed by the 83rd Annual National Angus Bull Sale at 2 p.m. in the Super Barn Sales Arena at the Oklahoma City Fairground. Angus breeders will be selling over 50 top Angus Bulls on January the 7th, and you can come be a part of the sale, or you can bet online at cci.live. For more information, go to angus.org for details about all the Angus events at Cattlemen's Congress.
Winding down the old year, looking into 2022 as well, we've had the opportunity to do several year-end conversations with some of the leading agricultural newsmakers in our part of the world. Kylie Denise is the executive director of the Oklahoma Pork Council. She stepped into some mighty big shoes to fill. Roy Lee Lindsay leaving the Oklahoma Pork Council after over 20 years on the job to go to take a similar role in North Carolina. Kylie hit the ground running, having to deal early on with all the talk about African swine fever during her first days on the job back this last March.
That's right. And we've had things that have been threats to our industry, such as foreign animal disease like African swine fever. There's been news in 2021 where African swine fever continues to knock on our door. So we are focused on profitability, right? Bottom line. But then there are things that we've got to just keep our eyes on in terms of like an African swine fever to make sure that we protect our swine herd.
Of course, African swine fever early on, with the basically decimating the Chinese hog herd, gave the U.S. pork industry, Oklahoma pork industry, some opportunity of selling pork into that huge market.
China's a big market for us. They take a lot of our pork, and without that market, we're in trouble. And as an industry, a U.S. pork industry, right, we're exporting 27% of our product, and a fair amount of that goes to China. So without China's market, we're in trouble. But then certainly what China has seen in terms of African swine fever is alarming, but maybe helps us to be thinking proactively to be prepared as to what we need to do here in the U.S. to be prepared for an African swine fever event.
Talked several times with your predecessor about the concept or how exactly the Oklahoma pork industry has and the hog industry has kind of evolved since Seaboard announced they were coming into Guymon, Oklahoma. That really changed what was in Oklahoma as far as a pork industry, a hog industry. It made us one of the top 10 states in the United States, most certainly. But we've changed from those early days, and most recently in the last, half a dozen years, we're really producing a lot of baby pigs, but then we're not keeping all those baby pigs around here.
You're right. We're a top five pork producing sow state, and our sow herd is one that is really kind of unlike other states from the standpoint of we just have so many sows and we do export so many pigs out of Oklahoma, about 8 million baby pigs a year, which is significant. So we really focus on that sow health, and then it's important for us to have great relationships with the finishing states across the U.S. because that's where our baby pigs go to.
Kylie Denise with the Oklahoma Pork Council. You've got farm news on Ron.
The 2022 Gelvie and Balancer National Sale set for Monday, January 3rd in the Super Barn Sale Arena at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. Being held in conjunction with the 2nd Annual Cattlemen's Congress, the sale starts at 6 o'clock p.m. The sale will feature Gelvie and Balancer lots, 7 bulls plus open and bred heifer lots featuring genetics that can positively influence your herd for years to come. For more information, call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. You can view the catalog at mcsauction.com.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.